Hi, this is Senior Esteban.
This is Kyle.
And this is Steve. And you're listening to another proud production of the 4i Radio Network, also known as
The Fern.
For more great content, check out www.4iradio.com.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kyle from Arcade Bros. If you're like me, you like a little joy in your life. We're proud to present that we are sponsored by America Joy Print Shop. If you need cut vinyl, store lettering, business printing, forms, car magnets, and anything else printing needs, America Joy is the one for you. When you contact America Joy, just tell them The Fern sent you.
Happy Railroad.
Wow.
I just punched myself in the nose with my own mic. That's how...
That's all right. Kyle, actually, halfway through one of the episodes of Arcade Bros, he did something, and the mic thing swung back and then went forward and hit him right in the face.
So. I hope
that's
got
so funny. I wish you could,
it.
Control that yourself, like, with a button, and, like, someone says something stupid, you're just like... Boom! You slap
good
them
idea.
In the
I'm
face.
I'm gonna start investing in that.
You should.
Call it the idiot button.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Pulling it on.
I want residuals on that.
Maybe.
Need to get Shut a patent.
Up. I don't know what to say.
Anywho's all.
Right. You don't have to say anything, Mark.
Well,
Mark, you're back in action. I'm so glad to see you.
I just feel so quiet tonight.
Did you smoke a lot, or did you do some wax?
I'm pretty high right now.
It happens.
That's awesome.
The best of us.
Higher than tube socks. That's how I like to be.
So
hey,
we,
I haven't heard that saying. I like that. Higher than tube socks.
How was your Halloween party?
We haven't had it yet.
It's next
oh, good.
No, but since
it's
you're tonight. Saying that, it's
the next week.
I'm
going to
speak
weekend.
Into the future and say that it was awesome.
I felt like it already passed for some reason.
No, I saw your preview costume. Is that what you're wearing at the Halloween's, the Ewok thing?
Oh, yeah. My Ewok is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I made a
oh,
really cool Ewok costume.
And I was pissed because she sent me a Snapchat on it, and like it only lasts for what
I don't know,
a nanosecond.
I wanted to use it for her profile pic on my phone now, and
I wanted
it
to
disappeared.
I know, I'm like,
the art of
always
the,
keeping
the
always
snap,
keeping us
the Snapchat capture is like knowing to how you have to move quickly to your screenshot.
Yeah,
boom. Oh, you
yeah,
can,
naturally,
oh,
you got like
right.
a couple seconds, you just gotta go
dink, yeah,
and it's in. That is
oh.
Oh, yeah. Life, that was a life hack. Was that a life hack?
That was
no, that
kind
was,
of.
We're gonna have to make a new segment on your show. It's all Mark's life hacks.
Yeah, we can do
hacks.
That.
It's like you want to fuck over the system of Snapchat here.
This is
dude.
How
I love
do
fucking
it.
Over systems. I love it.
Yeah.
I learned that if you call like a customer service like place like if it's like a bank or your phone or whatever, you're just calling in and you're needing some assistance. If you dial 2 for Spanish, you're gonna get a quicker answer.
Oh.
And like say, I mean,
they
know
English.
How to speak English.
Yeah.
So
that is awesome.
Right?
Brilliant.
Wow.
I would just hit like 0.
I think that's a life hack
until
right
finally.
There.
It is
a life hack.
It is. I love life hacks.
That's damn. That's
yeah, that's a, actually that's another good way to do it. If for some strange reason they didn't have a Spanish speaking option, which everybody does, but if you click on just random, if you hit 0 or just random buttons that are not on the key thing, it's like we don't know what you want. We'll have to transfer you to a customer service. You have to speak
yes.
to somebody anyways because
yeah,
yeah. I try to get to that quickly, but now they seem to block me. Like they make
you're
me
like, oh,
they
this
go, oh, you're gonna try to get the operator right away. We're gonna take you on our little ride first.
Yeah. Oh, we know this.
We're gonna make you think about the meaning of life while you hold.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, that's why I stopped calling the church.
Yeah. I hate that about
praise
churches because I have to call them sometimes.
Are you talking about church's chicken? Or
I wish it was church's chicken.
Because they answered the
church.
Yeah.
I love chicken.
It's awkward because I've noticed LDS churches never call you back. Latter-day Saints don't know how to check their voicemail.
I don't know.
Fucking Mormons.
In general?
I've never had a phone call back from a Latter-day Saints that I left a message for.
And why were you leaving a message?
At work related.
Oh, okay.
So probably bouquets of flowers for a funeral.
For sure.
Or,
yeah. It was work related.
You know how much I love those FOMOs. Yeah. I just wanted some sweet
you
Jesus
some
jams.
Do
they have that for the wedding music?
Praise Jesus. Jesus loves you.
We're sorry for your wait.
Tell you when their
God
service
loves you.
Times are, and praise that's him. Annoying.
Praise
but,
him, Almighty Allah.
Oh, are you saying praise him or praise Hitler?
Praise him.
Oh, okay.
Praise Hitler.
Praise
Hitler.
I'm like, what church am I calling?
Oh, jeez.
So, shall we snap at it to our favorite
Snapchat
time?
Does anyone still have the name, last name Hitler?
Probably. If they did, they probably have to
say someone was named Hitler. Someone named their child Hitler in the recent, like, year or so.
Really?
Isn't that mean?
Like Martha Stewart?
And then they tried to get a birthday cake for them. So, it was like, happy birthday, Hitler. But the place wouldn't do it. Because they were just like... It was like a German.
They're obviously white supremacists, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
No rational person names.
They were definitely.
We're
like
not naming him off of the Hitler massacre. We're naming him off of Hitler's hot dogs.
But other than white supremacists, I don't know this, but I mean, if you opened a phone book. How many Hitlers are there going to be? If someone had that name, they changed it at least like in the last 60 years. They're like, we can't really handle this name anymore. We're going to have to move to...
Like, that's like naming your kid Bush or something.
No, it's worse. Trust me, it's not even close.
Well,
I had a friend with the last name Adolf growing up, and a lot of people gave her crap for that, and it was just a German last name that she had.
Yeah.
I mean...
Adolf is okay.
But as a first...
Because there's many Adolfs.
But if there's...
Hitler.
There's one.
There's only one.
Yeah, I'm actually going to Dex Snow right now. I'm going to type in Hitler to see if there's anybody.
Look into it.
Go to anywho.com.
If they're the only person that would keep such a last name would have to be some incredibly racist type person.
Yeah.
Like a white supremacist type person.
Yeah, and I believe that they were like a white supremacist family. Like they were from...
they named their kid Hitler.
I know.
There's an Andrew Hitler... In Maine.
But like a first name Hitler.
Oh, let's look up Hitler.
No, last name Hitler.
No, first name would be awesome.
No, last name.
Crazy.
There's an Anita Hitler in San Diego. Hitler.
There are descendants of Hitlers that live in the United States. There's like 10 of them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, they would be, I'm wondering if any of those people are related to actual Adolf Hitler.
Okay, well.
Some of them changed their name.
We all are, in a weird way.
There's a Blasomarian Hitler in Louisville. I don't know, even Blasomarian. How do you even pronounce that?
I don't know, but there are some out there, I guess.
Yeah, there's.
They gotta be racist.
There's a handful.
Oh, here's that story you were just talking about.
In Kentucky.
3-year-old Hitler can't get name on cake.
Yep. True story.
The father of 3-year-old Adolf Hitler Campbell.
What?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
That's rough.
Requested
for. Live?
Let's check.
I know. I think it's like I want to say Tennessee.
Name.
Maybe it's Georgia.
Let's see. Okay, everyone place bets. Where do you think it's coming? She said Georgia.
Florida. I always want to take Florida.
But it's not. I know you should,
Arkansas.
Though.
Arkansas. Okay. Here we go. Okay. New Jersey. Okay.
Of course. Those kids are crazy. But what?
Okay, so her name is... Okay, it's Heath Campbell and his wife, Deborah, are upset not only by the decision made by the Greenwich shop, right, but... Okay, well then why your name? Okay, your names are normal. Why would you name him Adolf Hitler?
No, because they're white supremacists. They hate Jews.
Fucking whack jobs.
But
because they hate their child and they want to ruin his entire
life. God, that you do not. Do you know what you're doing to that kid?
Well,
that
it's interesting though.
This is what they put. They need to accept a name. The kid isn't going to grow up and do what Hitler did.
But he's going to grow up under a lot of retaliation for the name his parents chose.
That's like naming your kid Richard Rash. Like, yeah. Come on.
Or like,
it's not. It's
having
worse.
Twins naming them Bert and Ernie.
You can't come up with
like,
something that's
no,
not
I know. No,
either.
You can't. But it's still pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
and especially
pissy.
Like in the modern day with like technology and shit and the way that like cyberbullying is and everything, this kid's gonna have a miserable life.
He's either gonna have a miserable life or he's gonna fall into the wrong crowd just because they like his name.
Yeah.
No. Ooh, well, yeah. And exactly.
Maybe he's already being bred. Bred. And to be in that crowd.
No, yeah. Totally. With a name like that, you have no. It's,
I feel like I need a shower.
I don't
and
like
bleach
Little
right
Adolf.
Now.
I don't like him.
Yeah, it's.
But that would make a good sitcom on ABC. Is Little Adolf.
They're so cute when they're.
Hey,
oh, you've not heard of that? Oh, there was a joke. There was young Hitler on this show called The Whitest Kids You Know.
Oh yeah, I've
and
heard
like
of
the
that.
Kids like walking around. He's like helping people and everything. He's like, oh Hitler, this is great. They're like, and he saves like a child or something like that. And he has like a little mustache. But he's a great kid. Then all of a sudden, he's like, at the end of the episode,
something.
At the end of the episode, they're like, hey Hitler, you want to smoke some pot? He's like, okay. And then he smokes and he's just like, I hate Jews.
That is not true.
No, I know. That was like
but,
a joke.
That's funny.
I mean, if I could see if maybe if little Hitler smoked some PCP.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So, are you ready for this? I have a Halloween joke.
Oh.
Who wants to hear it?
It better not be knock knock boo hoo. Okay.
Is it good?
Not really. Okay. What's a monster's favorite bean?
What?
Spooky beans.
A human being.
Oh, ha 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 ha.
That's all I got.
You should have given a like a better delivery. You like
that laugh was just like.
You felt you had to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, come on, from one stoner to another, you know, you have to write shit down.
But that.
Was amazing.
Human being.
You didn't know the answer. Thank you. Day. Enough.
At least I tried to guess it.
Yeah, at least thank you for pulling my cords.
Trying.
And helping me out. Like my parachute cords. You're like, no, you're not just crashing and
like,
burning.
I'm just going to snip
I'm
going
to pull some of your
You know, I'm surprised
cords.
You didn't go with something as lame as like, why didn't Dracula get the bank teller job?
Because he sucks.
No, because he applied at a blood bank.
Oh.
That's terrible.
That was really bad.
Well, then there's that other one where it's what do you call a what do vegan zombies eat?
What?
Grains.
That's pretty good. I like that
That's
one.
That's the best of the three.
So, when is it bad luck?
I've heard those two.
When is it bad luck?
To be fair, I didn't write mine down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Natalie got the worst and used cheat sheets, so it's even more negatives.
I've already heard all these jokes.
Actually, you couldn't have because I just made mine up.
That's a big liar.
Whatever.
No, it is.
Ew, why did Hitler cross the road?
The one that I told.
Because he hated the Jews.
Because he wanted
his dick was stuck in stealth.
Because he wanted his birthday cake.
Jews!
Oh.
I don't know.
I like how he hated his birthday cake.
Yeah,
that was really good.
He hated it?
Well, he never got it.
Well,
he
got it.
Why couldn't I get cake?
Mommy, where's my cake?
Just
eat this hamburger.
But,
so yeah, should we do our awkward moment of the week?
And I guess, how about you want to start us off? Because you're like really itching for it.
Well, that's what we do, no?
That joke was your awkward moment.
I know, so I'm already done.
I want to hear.
Mark?
I saw one, actually, because no awkward moments ever happened to me.
Right.
I just breezed through life being as cool as shit. But anyway, there was this kid, you know, at Circle K where you go get the soda pops,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And
well, you get your Polar Pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All
I liked
those.
It better when it was a Thirst Buster, personally.
Yeah, one
Bladder Buster.
One of those. But it's like, but they have the water cups, too.
Yeah.
So this little kid gets a water cup. And he goes there, and he does the old trick, the old go to the Sprite. It's clear. It's not what he does. That old trick.
It.
We've all done the trick.
We've all done it.
Never been caught in my whole life. Always pulled it off. This kid got busted. Oh, and it was like, oh, he was just guilty doing it. And then he dumped it out. And then put water in it. And then just wandered out. But it was like, oh, I've never seen someone get busted doing the... But the
That's stuff. Awesome!
How but, old do you think he was?
I've been
he
busted was like once.
8, 9, yeah. One of those 10-year-old, whatever, something like that.
I do it now as an adult, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm getting Diet Coke. Like,
it's got color. You can't use that.
That's cheap.
They don't mess with me.
They don't.
That you're just asking for
trouble. Erin usually has a gun while she's doing it.
Like, back off, motherfuckers. Total I'm getting criminal. Diet
You're,
Coke.
Like, holding a grenade. What?
Like, you don't understand how much I use aspartame.
What's your awkward moment?
Mine?
Yeah.
What did you not have one this week?
That's impossible.
I know, but...
Waking up isn't... Well, maybe...
Diarrhea? No, probably when I spilled, like, a shit ton of water on my laptop.
Nice.
And it still works.
Well, did you dry it out, or did you just, like...
Upside down style.
Did you just close it?
And put it on the clothespin.
I put it upside down outside on the clothing line, and I took Natalie's hair dryer and just went to town on it.
And the volume on those keys, I mean, they are gorgeous.
My computer's never been cleaner. I think all the viruses are gone.
Okay.
All right.
I embrace awkward
that
silence.
That wasn't very...
See, no, that's we used to do a moment of awkward silence.
Well, that's so because good. Of other situations would arrive.
Like
me coming in the room.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of shit has happened lately. And it... Like, I feel like it's still the weekend. I feel like this is, like, the longest weekend because there's still... Halloween well, shit that started.
This whole week is going to be a weekend.
Continuing.
Is Halloween going to be anything? It's sitting there on Thursday.
I think most people probably will be doing is they might have a Halloween party on Halloween, and most people will just take the next day off of work and be like, fuck it.
Yeah, well, that's, I think that's
my. I was telling my friend I'm having a Halloween party after Halloween, and she's like, that's weird.
Well, some people either had it this past weekend or they're going to have it this Saturday.
You can't have a Halloween party in November.
Well, we're doing it a week after Halloween. And
she just like got...
Well, technically, you have an idea, though. You're doing a birthday / Halloween party.
Yeah, it's my birthday weekend, so I'm having a Halloween party.
So, you have an excuse. Other people don't.
But, too, it's like I don't want to compete with my friends that are having Halloween parties. Yeah. But I want to go to their party. Right. So I was like, well, why not just have it a week after?
I think it's brilliant.
I think
you're a goddamn genius.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm a nice person.
I think you're pretty smart, too.
Thanks.
So I had a
crazy... See, we get along.
Awkward moment. And I would like your guys' opinion on this.
Okay,
because
shoot.
It was a little... I did get an erection from this. No, not really. So this girl that I work with ends up going to this after-hours party because there's an after-hours party where it's for basically like industry people. Like if you get off work at 2, like there's this place you can go and like party till 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where a lot of like my coworkers and just people around in downtown like go and like fucking do the sugar burger. Yeah.
Blow.
There it is.
They have a ski fest.
Yeah. Hey. Or I mean like.
They like to go out.
Just drink or whatever. And so I go there and I immediately see my bartender at where I work. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like I sit down and I attack him. And then like. There's people sitting
in the face.
Behind him. Mm-hmm. Yes, I taser him. I'm like, how are you?
Oh, yeah, we never did taser practice.
Soon.
We got to get on that.
Yeah.
But no, so there's people like sitting behind him and they're my coworkers. And all of a sudden I hear like one of my coworkers, who's a very fat person.
Very fat person.
Just starts, she's like, Natalie is a terrible server. And like, I thought like this and that and just talking mad shit about me.
Now, did she know you were there?
Did she?
No, of course.
Okay, well, that's the thing. See, that's why I asked, because there are the things where you'll, like, somebody, like, I'll see Mark come in, and Mark can be walking into a bar, and I'll be like, right when he's coming, like, he sees me, he's coming over to the table, and right when he gets an earshot, I'll be like, you know what, I hate that motherfucking Mark. He's like, hey, Mark, how's it going? Like, one of those things, but if she was literally talking shit about
she,
you.
Well, like, didn't realize, it was insane. It was like, you are her.
Okay.
And I am me. And, like, you're just faced that way. Okay, totally talking, faced that way. Just say, Natalie's a piece. Like, that's how loud she was about
it. Okay, what'd she say?
She was just like, Natalie is a horrible server, and she should be, because we have server assistants. And
you should be demoted to an assistant.
She was
the lowly
she
assistant.
She was saying I should be a server assistant and, like, all this bullshit, and I'm just like, I just kind of lean back in my chair, and I just kind of shake my head, like, okay, all right.
Was that the end of it?
No, I went over there, and I was like,
yay.
Hey, how's it going, girls? And, like, silence.
See, you didn't do it correctly. What you should have done is when you said, hey, how's it going, girls, and saw there were drinks on the thing, that you should have just knocked them over and be like, oh, whoops, because I'm a horrible server.
Oh, that would have been
See?
Time machine.
Yeah.
Okay, and so they were silent, and, well...
And so, I mean, I didn't bring it up, and I just was, like, talking and being like, hey, how's it going, like, blah, mm-hmm. blah, how you got, what are you doing, today? Blah, blah, blah. And, like, just
why'd you go talk to him?
Because I wanted to know that I heard
she
every...
She wanted her presence known. Like, hey, bitch.
Oh, do they know that you heard, though?
Of course. That's why... Because if I didn't, if I just, like, stood back there and, like, took it, like...
Because did other people... Okay, let me ask you this. When her back is turned, mm-hmm. you're basically 4 feet away. About, right. But her
probably
back
less.
Is... Her back is turned to you, and she's talking the other way. Do the people she's talking to see you behind her?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She's talking to one other person, and it was another girl. And I was glad that, like, I didn't hear her, like, right away be like, I know! Like, she's... Because, and she, like, the girl was just like...
Okay.
And then, okay.
And, like, she's just this, like, fat thing is just
question
going
for
off.
You though. Here comes the follow-up question. Are you a horrible server?
Yes, I was wondering that too. God damn
and
it.
To be quite
the
honest,
in the goddamn room. Go ahead.
No, I mean, and here's the thing. Like, I kind of feel like I am.
You feel like you're a bad server?
It was the elephant. Well, that is what it came down to. But no, I mean, like...
Well, I was going to quiz her. I was going to say everybody place their orders and see if Natalie can remember.
No, I mean, I just...
No mayo!
I mean, maybe...
No mayo!
I'm not...
No mayo!
Right? We don't have mayonnaise.
Okay.
But,
she's like, you ordered...
And you fucked that up!
Yeah, she's like, you ordered a salad. Why would I put mayonnaise
all
in
you
salad?
Had was a drink, sir. I don't know what you're talking about.
You ordered
now,
a drink.
Actually, that would be fun. You know what? I'm going to do that now. Yeah, can I get a glass of water and no mayo? And see what they do. They'd be like...
and that is pretty funny.
What?
Light on the mayo.
Yeah, light on the
light
mayo.
Light on the mayo.
No, well, I mean, and like...
Yeah.
People...
Well,
on the glass?
That's not mayo.
Mayo water.
Mayo cream. But no, so I mean I've had the GM. Okay. I only worked there for a week and a motherfucking half, and I've only had two shifts when I had to work with her. And like the first night or the first time I'm actually on the floor, like the GM puts me in like the high tops, which is the most craziest shit show you don't ever want to be in. But he put me there my first night. It was a Friday night, and that's when we were most busy. And he was like, he took a step back and was like, Natalie, you're kicking ass. And I'm like, I know. And but
so,
I mean,
so why does Fatty McFatterson hate you?
Because she's probably fat.
I feel like she just hates everything.
Yeah, for some strange reason, there's two. Okay, for some reason,
I feel like she hates mornings.
There's two kinds of. There's the fat males are always happy. Like, they really have no problem with life or anything.
Yeah, they're quite jolly.
They're quite jolly. Fat women, you get two breeds. You get the ones that are happy and don't care and just like, yeah, whatever, I'm fat. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to live with life. And then you have the fat women who blame everybody because she thinks everybody else made her fat. Yeah. That's what's going through her mind.
Oh, that was a brilliant little piece.
And it's true.
Like,
I'm like going to say I'm like fat people.
Was it applaud worthy, though?
Oh, by far. If I could...
Look
never
at you
mind.
Applauding well, at someone's obesity. You're a bad person.
I'm a bad person. And a bad server. Apparently.
She's like, I'm a bad... She's like, I'll tell you one thing. She's like, I'll tell you one thing. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad server. But I'm not fat, so...
Well, so last night, we found our way into Hanny's.
We went
to her work, and she had to drop off her ID for them to copy because she finally has legal identification,
papers.
Which is
awesome.
Is
that a good thing for her?
It's a good thing.
She has rarely?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? Sorry.
You have actual like state ID now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which is good because she's been trying to buy wine and other things with like an expired passport.
Which
for,
works
like,
sometimes.
A year.
I have to say, like, for the majority, I mean, I traveled to Hawaii with
an
expired
passport. Yeah, she
went on a plane
with
an So, I mean,
yes.
But now she's got some legal identification. And we went and like decided to have a drink, and this girl that she had the beef with comes up to us right away, gives us both big hugs, is all like, oh, this is your roommate. So good to meet you. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's totally trying to kiss your ass now because
she knows that I know.
Yeah. That she knows what's up.
Girls are
fucking girls.
Hello,
right?
By the girls.
That's what's so weird with girls. Girls like hold grudges. Like guys won't. Like
girls are catty by nature.
It
is just the way it goes. It's what you people
like.
Do.
You could talk to a girl,
but
she'll be like, "There's a girl
like,
I knew." She'd be like, "There's a girl I knew in elementary school," and she's like, "I still hate her today," but
see,
she's never seen
I
her since.
Like no. I'm gonna. Maybe I'm a different breed of girl.
Yeah, you have a penis. There's a difference.
What?
Yeah.
Hermaphrodite.
It's not a penis. It's a pea nipple. She has a penis nipple.
Pea nipple.
She has a very elongated
really
nipple.
Fun.
Right?
A pea nipple. There's freak guys out there. They'll be like, what is this?
You're like, I don't know. I'm strangely. I just want to suck on your pea nipple.
Does that make me gay?
But I was actually telling a guy friend about. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was telling a friend about how there was this girl that when I first met her in freshman year of high school, we absolutely fucking hated each other. Like, it was just like, yeah.
It's like every beginning to one of those movies.
But then, like, we became really good, really close friends. And I was talking to my friend Bob about it, and he straight up was like, that doesn't happen with dudes. If a guy meets a guy and they don't get along, they're never going to get along. But, like, girls...
Respect.
Like, they... I don't know. Like, I guess, like, with me, there have been people who I, like... I guess, too, like, I'm friends with everybody.
I've never met someone that I hated and then all of a sudden liked.
I hated Rachel when I first met her because she was such a fucking bitch. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, I can't stand this girl. But then, like, once, like, we actually got to know each other, it was different.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I mean, I feel like there's certain people like that. Like, Nikki, like, she's kind of the girl that if you meet at first, you might hate her. But, like, once you start to hang out with her more,
like, oh, my gosh, you're actually hilarious.
How about you?
Are you going to jump in?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Don't sink. No, they're having a sidebar.
Anyway, I guess, like, with guys.
See, they can do it.
It doesn't.
We can do it.
They don't need us.
So there's donut-flavored beers.
Okay.
I tried to split the conversation. No one caught that. No one ran with me.
Yeah,
come on, people.
You're alone over there.
What? No, I was. Stephanie had a thing.
There is.
You guys thought you were involved, and you weren't.
oh my God, that was terrifying.
I
want to
hear.
I want more of that.
How do you do that? I want to do it too.
Oh, wait, that's just Mark Norman laughing.
No, it's this is an Al Pacino soundboard.
That sounded like you,
sounded
though.
Like me in a way.
Yeah.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
I've heard that
that's
before.
That's totally Mark.
Is that me?
No.
It could have been.
It sounds like
I should make a
Don't
Mark
waste
Norman.
My motherfucking time!
I should make a Mark Norman soundboard.
You really should, because he's got some good ones.
I'll wait till when he's not here. It's like, Mark couldn't make it tonight, and then I'll just have his soundboard.
Yeah. And
screw him in like 10 minutes.
Can you say penis?
Penis!
All right. Record that.
That's right.
Oh, it's already recorded.
I know. I'm just kidding. I was
so Halloween's like right around the corner.
Well, yeah. When this drops, it'll be after Halloween.
I know, but we're recording now, and I live in the moment.
The aftermath of Halloween will still be fresh.
So I thought it would be fun to share some.
You have some organized thing that you're about to bust out?
Yeah,
right now?
Of course.
Do it.
We have a podcast, sir. We are official.
There's a video that I was going to share, but it...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find on my phone.
No, actually, I was thinking, what are some of you guys' favorite Halloween stories or favorite Halloween memories?
Oh, of all the stories of, like, the creepy stories of, like, you know, whatever, urban legends, things like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the one where the car is chasing the person.
And
the person
hook?
Is, no, it's like at night, and there's like a
no,
this
I know
person
what
can't get away from the car, is just going and is, like, finally just led down this road, and then finally escapes the car. And it turns out the car was trying to help them because someone was in the back seat about to murder them. And they were trying to escape from the car.
That
is my favorite.
Yeah, it's like the car keeps ramming her, and she's like, I don't know what to do. And something like, the car wasn't trying to hurt her. The car was trying to warn her about the axe. Carrying maniac in the back!
That's awesome. That's a great one.
That's actually on a Simpsons episode.
What's your favorite?
Urban. Oh, I have way too many of these things that I'm absolutely in love
something
with.
Halloween.
Remember the Jersey Devil? You were obsessed with that for
I'm
a
so obsessed
while.
With the Jersey. I'm obsessed with all that kind of stuff because I believe in all
you
that
used
things.
You
freak
me out about skinwalkers all the time.
Well, I've run into skinwalkers, though. But see, that's the problem with me. I actually have horror stories that I've actually been a part of. So
Horror.
Like
horror.
I've seen that
shit.
Got Scooby-Doo.
Hello,
yeah, there was no Scooby-Doo mysteries at the end of those fairy tales.
Those damn kids.
Those damn meddling kids.
Well, so what's your favorite, though?
Well, one is actually kind of a comedy.
Nice. He's got the mystery machine.
Like, thanks, man.
He's wearing
it.
Put
on a shirt. Bam.
No, he's good.
Well played, sir.
No, well, very well played.
Like crazy, man. Crazy. Well, one is great. Where we decided to walk to the casino instead of drive. When we were in Ahwatukee, we went across the Indian
the
reservation.
Desert?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Late at night.
That's smart.
So we're going through.
Might as well, super close.
So we're going through, and while it took us like 45 or an hour to get there, anyways, but we get to this area.
Fun,
we get to, we oh, finally to we're finally shoot. Crossing. We finally get to this rickety old like fence. It's like okay, but then we look over and there's this shack, just this decrepit shack, and we're like. Oh, shit, this is like Texas Chainsaw Massacre shit, dude. We need to hop this fucking fence and bolt. Because we don't know who's in there. No one's going to hear us if we die out here. Like, we're dead if this guy comes out of a shack, right? So we jump the fence. We take off running as fast as we can. We're like, running. All of a sudden, we hit cement, and then we hit grass. And we're like, what the fuck? Turns out we're on the golf course of the casino. We turn around to see at that rickety old shack, and it's the bathroom.
Oh, hot damn.
It sounded so
lucky for
dangerous.
You. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, actually, I mean, like, that's...
The res where the rules don't apply.
Yeah.
Apply. Anything
yeah.
can happen in the res.
Anything yeah. can happen on the res.
No one can hear you scream. But, so there's, like, some weird facts about blood that I don't really want to talk about. But there was this one time...
You have shit written down.
I know, but then I wanted to go back to what we were talking about, which was Halloween stories.
Okay, yeah.
From our past.
What's your Halloween story?
Okay, so.
The Chupacabra.
So there was this one time in Halloween where we'd go to our neighborhood, and it was all, like, very, not rich, but, kind of middle class, I guess. And so, I need more of that.
Mood
music.
No, I just didn't want it to be overbearing.
But there was this one house that would always get crazy. Like, they would be, it'd be a haunted house, and you'd have to, like, go through, like, these plastic nonsense. And
okay, we have a house.
And plastic nonsense.
And plastic nonsense. What's next?
And so then the chainsaw. You would hear it. And then, like, all of a sudden, behind you, nothing. Sorry, I just...
Actually, what we used to have, in our neighborhood was the guy who would sit on his bench, and you'd think he was just like a scarecrow mannequin that just like sat there. And then with certain kids, he'd get up and be like, scared the crap out of him. That was pretty
funny.
That's
a good one. That's a quick hit.
This isn't Halloween.
Well,
but,
then stop.
Okay, no, but it is a true story about the time that I was most scared and I actually peed myself.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why does it always have to go there?
because we found out 95% of their listeners urine from where
I've never been scared enough that I actually
honestly,
I was that scared that I actually
But, you know, I've checked.
I've heard.
But I've checked.
In someone's backyard?
Yeah.
Not that I've checked, but I have.
You can tell it's fucking freaky.
They go for a lot.
So, my friend... Her parents had recently moved away to North Carolina, and she was living at a friend of the family's house before school started for summer, and she was going to move into the dorms. Well, we had just gotten back from a trip in Philadelphia or something, and she still had a key to the house. So we thought, brilliant idea. We just graduated high school, and we're full of great ideas. So we were like, let's go, like, over to the old house, like, use the pool, barbecue, like, smoke out in your old bedroom just for, like, a goodbye to, like, this house that you lived in for so long. So we get there. Like, seconds after we're there, we hear the garage door open up. And we hear this guy run into the house. And he's like, what the fuck? Because there were, like, cars parked outside. Like, he knew we were in there.
My friend
she hides because she used to live in this fucking house, so she, like, knows, like, a hiding spot. Me and, like, the other three kids that we're with, we go bolting out the back door. I'm in these stupid, like...
I thought you were naked.
Backless shoes. No, that's a different
story. Okay, sorry. They're...
Yeah, that's a... I didn't pee myself. Sorry. That's a different...
That would have been nice.
No. So, like, I'm in these stupid shoes that, like, are, like, flats, but they're backless. So, like, as I'm trying to run, they're, like, coming off. And I was like, fuck it. Stop for 2 seconds to, like, kick the shoes off, pick them up, and go running barefoot. This man grabs me. And he's, like, huge and holding on to me. So, spins me around so I'm facing him. And I'm, like, is yelling down into my face. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? What if I had a gun? And I was like, oh, my God, I would be shot right now. If you had a gun, I would be shot.
Jeez, okay.
Like, that's... Who
are you?
Fact. Yeah.
Fact.
What? I would be shot. That's what would happen if you had a gun, sir.
Now what?
Like, oh, my God. So then my friend comes walking out, like, all chill. She's like, hey, dude, I used to live here. It's not a big deal. Like, we didn't realize people were living here already. We just wanted to use the pool. And he was like, give me your fucking key. You guys broke in. And she's like, I didn't break in if I had the key to the house. Like, I unlocked the door.
Yeah.
But so, like, we all...
And
like,
your mat says welcome.
Right? So, like, we all, like, jump into the car. And I realize, like, as I get into the car, that I had literally pissed myself. And...
I didn't even know.
Until seconds later.
You just must have had to... I mean, that's fucking crazy, though, like, to get, like, all of a sudden...
So, basically, is what you're saying is someone had already moved into that house.
Yeah. We were, like, remodeling.
Or, yeah.
And we didn't realize... There was no furniture in there or anything, but, like, somebody had already bought the house.
Okay, got it. That is kind of cool.
That is crazy.
And you pissed yourself. That's the moral of the story. That's what happened.
I was that scared.
No, that's fucking scary. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like...
And Natalie, you want to try again without reading one? That was terrible. You're bad at this.
I'll be honest, because, like, I don't really have... there's this one, like, memory that I have with Halloween where, like, I'm... Go for it. Not really that great, but, no, like, there's this one memory that I have where... I'm inside Walgreens and I see, like, this awesome, like, ghost costume. And I'm like, Mom, Mom, like, I want this. And it was $10, and my mom's like, that's too much. And I'm thinking, like, now that I'm thinking about this, I'm like, Mom, you could have been creative and just, like, got a sheet and, like, made me a fucking ghost costume. And instead of, like, well, I mean, eventually I just, like, whined and bitched, so they bought it for me. But.
Continue.
But I was just, like. It's not that interesting.
Keep going.
But, no, I was just, like. I was thinking about that earlier today, and I'm like, they could have just, like, cut us some holes out of a sheet and saved themselves $10.
Was this a scary
story? That reminds me of the favorite costume.
That's the only favorite costume Dad had. Halloween.
Okay, that's your Halloween moment.
Yeah.
Okay,
There was another one. The best costume my dad ever gotten was...
Walmart. You had me at Walmart. I was scared.
Have you seen pictures of Walmart? It wasn't a Ghostbuster. It wasn't even a ghost. It was the ghost symbol logo.
No, it's
for
crazy. And I feel like too, like,
I wasn't even dressed up that
there should be little, like, gravestones where people have died in Walmart. Because apparently it happens a lot.
Really? People go down a bunch? I didn't know they died.
People will have heart attacks. Walmart.
There's a website. People at Walmart.
And one of my favorite images of that is, it's an individual in one of those motorized scooters, and they're reaching down.
Well, they die, and then while they're pack of soda. Yeah, and but they die. Oh, and then they crush a kid or something. Oh man, that's tough.
You want to beam me up?
Scotty, Marky Mark.
I wanted to talk about
type A, like our blood types.
I thought you meant to say type A diabetes.
I'm a O negative.
That means you're a warrior. Yeah. And I have it all written down in my book over there. I could tell you more, but you threw it. Yeah,
exactly. Can you draw my blood and test it now? Because.
No,
every time you looked at it, you went dumb. Sorry.
I finally weigh enough to donate blood, and I want to donate in order just to figure out what my blood type is, because I think that's an interesting fact to have.
that's the way you're going to go about getting that information.
I'm just going to donate blood.
And just go,
They give you a card. They give you a fancy card. It shows you.
I'm really proud of myself for finally weighing a decent amount.
No, someone asked for my ID, and I showed them my blood donor card, and they're like,
I didn't weigh enough.
What do you mean? What's the weight? There's a weight requirement?
Like, 110. Yeah, 110.
Yeah, because if you don't, you could pass out.
You're below 110?
And actually, I've given blood when I weigh.
What are you
now? Less than that.
You're 110?
No.
I want to pick you up and twirl you around like a helicopter blade.
It happens on frequent occasions, actually.
Damn, you're light.
So I have a question. If your house is on fire, what's the first thing you grab from there?
Gracie.
The dog.
Okay. Besides,
Gretch.
Duh. Yeah. Gracie's already out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
Like, come
she's
on.
Brilliant. She's so fucking smart.
So, as far as she's probably started the fire. she learned how to use a lighter.
I locked you in. You want a Halloween prank? Yeah, I'm Gracie, the maniacal creature.
Seriously, like, besides something that's alive, what would you grab? What's the first thing you grab?
Probably
condoms.
No,
I don't know why.
I'd say either my ukulele or guitar. That would be the go-to, is like one of the instruments.
I would grab my bundles of like $10,000. I would grab all of those.
Oh yeah, like, I don't have that.
My sack of $10,000. First, I would take those.
Would you put it in a suitcase?
What? Yes. Okay. Any kind of container. There is many. So yeah. I'd need a few suitcases.
Yeah. Okay.
But get those first. The bundles of
plenty. I don't have those.
Yeah.
That's probably good.
Yeah, I'd probably do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
You know you would.
Yeah.
You guys got so much money.
Yeah, I got
just
so
lying
much.
Around.
Yeah, just lying around. Yeah.
You don't have to point out the joke.
It's from all your time of winning so big at the blackjack table, huh?
No, I got waxed.
No, I thought it was just.
I want to go.
I thought it was his disabled money, you know.
I think I'm here.
Possibility. Social security.
Disabled money.
Yeah, social security.
Isn't money disabled already?
Is anyone signing up for Obamacare?
We have to, don't we?
I am.
It's the affordable health care. It's not an Obamacare.
Whatever, you fucking Republican. But anyway,
how would that make her a Republican?
It doesn't.
Are you?
No.
I'm not anything.
Thank God. No,
you're not anything?
No.
No, I want the whole thing.
You have
thing.
No gender?
The whole party.
I'm aged I'm a starfish. I could break down it. I could break down at any moment.
I have an interesting story about healthcare, and let me hear your opinion on it.
Okay.
So I've been working for this company on and off for years, and I've always worked full-time hours for them, but was never like on the books full-time, blah, whatever.
Start stealing.
So
that's
now.
Start stealing tulips.
She's
now.
Already done it. She's like, whoops, we lost a case of vases.
Like, oh, I don't know what happened to that entire bunch of
all these poppies.
That weekend you were, you had rose petals all over the bed. Someone paid for that and it wasn't you.
Right. But so I'm finally a full-time employee, like on the books as it. So I got
paid. That's right.
Used my vacation time for Apache Lake. I got paid to be there. Awesome. Like, in my opinion.
You know,
that's
like,
nice. Oh, I'm getting a 40-hour week and I'm partying real hard right now. And is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So I looked at the healthcare plan that my company offered, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to pay $400 a fucking month for something that I'm probably never going to use. So I was like, hey, I'm waiving this. I'm not going to sign up for healthcare, which you guys sent me a cover letter on top of this information letting me know that I didn't have to sign up for it. Well, apparently, me not being in the pool with the other employees who are signing up for it will change the rate for the entire company, because
400 months, ridiculous.
I'm young and healthy, so like they want me on their health insurance.
Is this just the company's health
insurance?
This is
the company's health insurance.
Yeah.
So I told them that I didn't want to be on it because $400 a fucking month for something I'm not even going to use.
That's ridiculous.
And I can't afford that. Like, that's more than my rent is for months.
Okay, how is this? I don't understand what you're saying right now. They wanted to get this all together, like as a group, and as a group, they needed everyone to pitch in $400.
Well, so that was like, I guess, like that was like the company rate with me being part of it.
How much would you pay?
I would pay $400 a month.
That's insane.
So this was the company's solution. Aaron, we're going to put you on our health insurance.
I don't think it's right.
And we're going to – no. They put me on their health insurance, but they're paying for my health insurance, but I'm not allowed to use it.
Dude, let's go skydiving.
None of what you're saying is making any sense to me at all.
It doesn't, but this is what's happening
right
now.
I don't think it's real.
I've been getting health insurance cards with like my first name at my address with the owner of the company's last name on it. Like, they're doing some major, like...
Steve, have you looked into this?
Health insurance swindling.
No, there's definitely some fraudulent situations going on.
I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, I could pay $120 a month and have health insurance that I could actually use.
Right.
But I look at what we talk about.
Right now, I'm just, like, stuck in
limbo.
This, like,
hey...
This limbo hell of healthcare.
That sounds like ridiculousness. I think it would be like $50 a month or $100 a month with the old Obamacare thing.
Exactly. It's like I could get full health insurance for like $120.
Yeah. Like the big fat.
But like with like the company, they were like, oh shit, we were counting on you.
It's like raining Vicodin. It's like incredible.
Really?
Ew. No.
It's raining Vicodin. That would hurt. I feel like that would hurt.
Oh, my God. It's raining Vicodin.
It's raining Vicodin.
And then you just pick it up before it gets wet. So, no, my company is totally, like, using me as an insurance
mule. Insurance mule.
None of that doesn't – those numbers are ridiculous, and I don't think –
Yeah, the $400 a month for insurance.
How could you? You don't
sense.
Make. Well, you can't make
yeah,
that much
you're
money.
Right. Yeah,
that's like a quarter of all your
be
money
like
or something.
$200 per paycheck, and we get paid bimonthly.
That's insane. Because like when I worked at Wells Fargo, like it was like $40.
Oh no, they have
paycheck.
Terrible health insurance. Like it's awful. It's like a super minimum coverage. Like
How did they even think you would go for it? I don't understand.
What was their selling point?
I think you lied to.
You're going to be broke, but.
Well, so I tell them, no, I'm not going to.
Did they think
this.
You had a family of 10? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. Of course. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to do this. I can't afford this. And then.
Were we
like,
all covered too?
I wish.
For 400, like, I think we should have been covered too.
Yeah, I'm like,
the podcast crew should have been covered.
And my dog.
I'm 26 and healthy. Coverage. Why do I have to pay this much money on health insurance?
Car?
Because you could get hit by it, like, you know, a satellite at any fucking moment.
And that's what the vice president of the company, like our HR person, was saying. She's like, well, so you are insured, like, in case you get hit by a bus, but you're none the wiser, wink, wink. And I'm just like, okay, wait, how am I none the wiser when I keep getting mail from United Healthcare at my house and super sketchy pieces come up where, like, I have the owner's last name?
But you
want to hear what the best thing that ever happened to me was? I broke my back. Did I tell you this before? Mm-hmm. Okay, my L1 exploded cliff jumping.
Shit.
And
Wait, cliff jumping into water?
Yes, in the water. And I basically hit the water wrong, and my L1 went poof, and they had to air vac me out of there. And I got, like, you know, a piece of my hip in there, rod screws on my back, my L1. And when I got there to the hospital, I mean, I was like, I had no insurance, but I was a musician, so all the money I made was off the books. And this was a while ago. It's back in, like, the 90s.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you were probably zero. But anyway, what happened was I made so little money that it was, you know, Clinton was in office. It was a Democratic type.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
Sucks
it was all
in the air.
Socialist.
I was getting blowjobs. It was great.
they call me up and they go, you know, you got, it's 76 grand for us to fix you and put you back together, you know?
Like, we
need our money. And I'm like, I'll give you 20 bucks a month.
Yeah.
I can afford that.
Yeah, and they'll take it.
Check the books. Well, let me finish the story.
Sorry, I was.
But
I could just mute that.
God, it's like, all, and I was all. Okay, you're back in.
Thank you.
Okay. I was all, and they go, come on, you can do more than that. And I'm going, no, 20 bucks a month. That's all I can do for you. And they go, we're just going to write you off as a tax write-off.
Score.
And I'm all, thank you. And then I got a bill for the air vac. It was like $1,000. And I go, 20 bucks a month.
Damn.
And they pressed me again. I go, no, 20 bucks a month.
I missed the 90s.
And it was.
Because that's awesome.
It was.
Never again.
It was.
Because now.
If it would have happened in the Bush era. Any of those Bush eras, I would have been just like, they would have come over and, like, broken my legs.
They would have been we just fixed you. We're going to break
your
legs.
I would have owned this forever. They would have taken my dog.
On your stomach, holding your ankles. Yeah. Like, it would have been nasty. Mm. And, like, nowadays with, like, I went to the fucking hospital for a yeast infection. $800. $800. And all they did was have me pee in a cup. And that was it.
See? Okay. Next time.
$800 to pee.
See, you guys you're getting these high bills and I get things for free. What does that say about you? What?
Well, that was the 90s.
I currently have free health insurance.
Nowadays.
I'm just not allowed to use it.
You're full of shit. None of that makes sense.
Yeah, you.
I don't know what you're talking about. Give me the phone and dial up whoever's ever number I need to talk to.
Dude, you need to talk to.
You're being lied to. Something is happening. Something retarded is happening.
It is retarded.
And
it's awful.
It's none of it's real.
Illegal.
What you're telling me is not real.
Is what it
yeah,
is.
None of this is real.
I want to do Obamacare.
Basically, they're using
it.
Her as a number. She is a number in their business system.
Well, too, because I am one of their 60 full-time employees.
But the fact that they try
to
get $400 a month
now, that's
is ridiculous. They even threw that
United
in your face.
That's asinine. Like, that is complete asinine. But
I think it was your managers trying to squeeze money out of you. You were never going to get
insurance. Squeeze something.
It was just
A baby.
Just
yes.
She was trying to squeeze a fart.
No, it had been a queef.
I don't know. It's shady and fucked up, but I'm like...
But hey, do you know what blood type you guys are?
No. He knows. Minus. He's a god.
Oh, you're the... Oh, that...
God of blood types.
So, you're type O, the warrior, outgoing, yeah, expressive, clumsy, flexible, idealistic,
and
natural leaders, carefree, and
Mark is
generous,
cashed out
and
for the
Mark
night.
Is gone.
Well, yeah, we're
gonna talk. We're gonna
point.
Talk about
game, set, match.
Our life.
Is the end part of it?
No,
it is.
We just
Let's
begun.
Go another 2 hours.
We could do backup shows. You know, just rage all night.
I can do that.
And Steve just gave you the death stare.
It's like
no.
He just sent me a death star.
A death star stare.
But I guess...
All right. Well, rowdy howdy. And y'all should donate blood because it's Halloween. And,
and all those vampires could sure use it.
If you donate blood, that you save 4 people's lives.
Yay,
just in one donation.
Plasma.
That's a little fun fact.
You know what? You should punch babies and smoke crack, people.
Well, they already do that.
That's
they
what
already,
you should do.
That's our
punch
they,
the babies.
And then 3 days
smoke
after
the
smoking
crack.
Crack, you can donate blood.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or plasma and get more money for more crack.
Smoke the crack, babies.
Love you long time in my booty.
Boosh.
This has been another fine production of the 4i Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4iradio.com. Natalie just called Mark a bitch.